It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Blackman Auctions. For over 80 years, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. The NCAA Men's Golf Tournament begins next week, and three teams from the state of Arkansas made the field: the University of Arkansas, Little Rock, and the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. UAPB is heading to Norman, Oklahoma, and the Jimmy Austin OU Golf Club, hosted by the University of Oklahoma. They are the 14 seed. They are in a regional with Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Alabama, Ole Miss, Wake Forest, Duke, LSU, North Florida, Colorado, Kansas, the University of North Carolina at Wilmington, University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and Princeton. If they are in the top five, they will advance to Greyhawk. I spoke with Patrick Mwendopole, one of their golfers, who won the Southwestern Athletic Conference tournament and helped UAPB reach their first NCAA tournament in history. On the tee, Patrick Mwendopole.
Patrick Mwendopole, how are things?
Good. Just made it for the first time in history to regionals, so excited for that.
That has to feel good, and not only did the UAPB Golden Lions make it for the first time, but you were the individual medalist at the SWAC Championships.
Yes, sir, and it was my first collegiate win as well, so it was big. A few weeks before the tournament, we had talked about who was not coming back to the school, and as a group, we had come together and be like, come on, this might be our last tournament together. So, let's put everything out there and play the best golf that we can and see what happens. So
what does it mean to you personally to help lead this team to its first ever SWAC championship and trip to the NCAA tournament?
It means a lot. Coming to UAPB, that was one of the goals. It was, the biggest tournament was winning conference. And last year we came up three shorts shy and it hurt a little bit. So this meant a lot, especially with the group of people that I was able to do it with. So, this one's going to mean a lot for a while.
You guys don't have to travel too far for your regional either. Norman, Oklahoma, probably about a 6-hour drive, maybe 6.5. And going to get to play against some good competition over there, aren't you?
Yes, sir. And as a college golfer, that's all you look for. It's to play the best and measure yourself and see where you are, So we all get an opportunity to play three rounds of golf with number one, number two amateurs in the world. So, it's pretty interesting.
What's it going to take for you guys to try and be in the top five and get out of that regional over in Norman?
I think the one thing that we've talked about as a team is that, because we're seeded 14th, so nobody really is paying attention to us, so we got nothing to lose but everything to gain. So we're just going there with that mentality and, playing smart golf and executing and committing to every shot, and you never know. And to me, seeding is just, that's just numbers. I believe we got a good team and I believe we have a good chance of being in the top five. But I think everybody else does not think that.
Did you ever think when you were still in Zambia that you would be playing in an NCAA tournament?
Oh, no, not really. I thought about professional golfer, but I never thought I'd be playing, with the best guys that there is out there.
Congratulations on the win at the SWAC. Congratulations on helping UAPB get to the tournament, and best of luck in the Norman Regional. We're going to be following you and the Golden Lions.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Roger Totten was named the head coach of the UAPB Golden Lions golf team in 2017, and he is about to take them to their first ever NCAA tournament. On the tee, head coach of the Golden Lions, Roger Totten.
Well, Coach Totten, first of all, congratulations. For the first time ever, the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff is headed to the men's NCAA golf regionals. How does that sound?
Sound great. It really sound great. And we and the team are very excited.
What was it this year that you guys were able to get over the hump? I know it was a tough SWAC conference, but you guys prevailed and came out on top.
We had great leadership. We had a couple guys who came back from last year, and we came up short in the tournament last year, and they were committed. This year, come back, we failed. We should have won last year as well. And they just came back committed, and the new guys that fell in line behind.
What does Patrick Wendapole mean to the UAPB golf team?
He's the foundation. He is the foundation, without a doubt. He's one of those guys I was talking about who played last year, going down the stretch and made a mistake on one of the holes where power mile caused us. It had something to do with losing by two strokes. So he was committed. He was totally committed to winning a SWAC championship this year.
Obviously, it's a tough road to get to Greyhawk Country Club. But what do you know about the Jamie Austin Golf Course over in Norman, Oklahoma, where you guys are headed?
Very little to know. I'm going to do some research tonight and call some guy. Matter of Chris, who is the golf pro here, had played the course before. So I'm going to pick his brains this afternoon. He just told me a few minutes ago he played last year. So I'm gonna give him this afternoon and find everything about the slopes and what hole is a good hole and hole nine. We're going to do our research before we go down on the 14th.
Obviously, three teams from the state of Arkansas made it to regionals, Little Rock, the University of Arkansas, and you guys. What does it say about golf in the state of Arkansas on a men's collegiate level?
Great, great, great. Arkansas is a good state for golf. I have the opportunity to play a couple of tournaments here in Little Rock and surrounding, and a lot of great golf. Guys have been playing golf for a long time, and a lot of good guys as well. So that tells that golf is real serious here in Arkansas.
Well, Coach, congratulations on getting the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff into the NCAA tournament. Best of luck when you get over to Oklahoma and Norman, and hopefully this won't be the last time that UAPB is in postseason.
I would like to say one that I appreciate you guys having us on. And I want to say a few minutes ago we had the question about what guys little hump. I got Bill Jones from his log cab. He got his indoors to get out into the Pine Bluff Country Club where we can practice. Pine Bluff Country Club got great practice facilities, and that helps us as well. I want to be get him that credit as well, because not that I'm a great coach. It's really not. But Bill Jones and his family stepped in, opened the door for us, so we were able to come out and practice this year. They got a great putting there, and you probably familiar with the court and the clubhouse. So that was real guys over the hump. You know, you had the best players in the world, but you ain't got nowhere to practice. You still ain't got anything. So I want to get out to take a minute. We really appreciate Bill Jones and Sister Law Cam for stepping in and helping us get a little help.
Coach, congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you very much, man.
When your travels take you to Bentonville for a meeting with Walmart, a trip to Crystal Bridges, or the Walmart Amp for a concert, make sure you book your stay at one of the top Beechwood Pinnacle Hotel Group properties. Beechwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages the DoubleTree Suites, an all-suite hotel with tons of meeting space, and the Hilton Garden Inn, which has been newly remodeled rooms throughout the entire property. The best place to stay in Northwest Arkansas is a Beechwood Pinnacle Hotel Group property. Visit them on the web at bphotels.com.
This is Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. The economy is changing slowly but surely. The market is slowing down in a gradual slide. Not an emergency yet. The sky is not falling, but a change is coming. When times are good, auctions make buyers compete to buy at the highest market value. When the economy gets tough, auctions force buyers to make a purchase decision. Either way, auctions get the highest return for a seller and a strong deal for a buyer. With an experienced auction company, it's a simple process. Go to BlackmanAuctions.com for more information. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. I am Trey Shepp. We continue our look into the teams from Arkansas that are headed to the NCAA Men's Golf Tournament. And for the third year in a row, the Little Rock Trojans are in the NCAA Tournament. They are heading to Eagle Eye Golf Club in Bath, Michigan, hosted by Michigan State University and Greater Lansing Sports Authority. They are the number 9 seed. The other seeds are Illinois, Florida, Texas, Oregon, Kansas State, Georgia, Liberty, San Diego. Host Michigan State is 10, followed by Wisconsin, Illinois State, and Purdue University, Fort Wayne. On the tee, the head coach of the Ohio Valley Conference champion Little Rock Trojans golf team and Ohio Valley Conference Coach of the Year, Jake Harrington.
Congratulations. When you came here, you had a goal of getting Little Rock to the NCAA tournament. You've done that now for the third time in a row. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. No, it's something 10 years ago when we came in that we wanted to be relevant. You know, I took that upon myself. I took it personal that I wanted people to know where we were and know who we were and what we were about. I promise you they know who we are now. 3 years in a row. You know, 3 years ago we sat in that room finding out we were going to regionals for the first time in 20 years. And now to do it 3 years in a row, it's kind of a pinch yourself kind of moment. It's incredible and it's fun to see the smiles on the guy's face and kind of what they're about too.
3 years ago, you guys were the hunters.
Mm-hmm.
This year, in a new conference, you were the hunted because you guys had a huge target on your back. All the expectations. Here comes Little Rock into the Ohio Valley Conference. They're probably going to walk through it. You did that through stroke play, but we all know anything can happen in match play.
Right.
And you had a couple of injuries that you were having to try and figure out.
Everybody was saying that to me. Oh, Jake, you're in the Ohio Valley. You're going through. I'm like, guys, it's golf. I was uneasy the entire week. And I don't care. We opened up, 11 under par and took a big lead. I was still uneasy round two. I was still uneasy round three. And I was probably the most nervous I've ever been right before match play. But yeah, 25 under in stroke play, run away with that, but then it resets for match play. And on top of that, like you said, injury wise, I had to sit my number one player who had just won the stroke play portion because he was hurt. That's just kind of how this spring has been. You know, Mateo hits a tree root in March. Thank goodness Jansen hasn't been hurt, but then Anton, I've had to sit him now for the second time. But Anton's a warrior and he comes, battles back, and he's a kid that's been here 4.5 years. We talk about the last 3 years. A lot of that's been because of Anton and what he's brought and just the mentality he brings to this program.
When you see Little Rock flashed up there on the screen, on the Golf Channel, does that ever get old?
No, never. You know, it's one of those things you want them to say something about you, but you don't, because I'm all about bulletin board material, and they want to talk about the number 10 seed Michigan State right behind us at 9, and that's fine. They're the host school. They should be talked about. And they're a good team. But I promise you, they don't want to see us in that region. And because I don't think we're a 9 seed, but that's also because we've been injured. We're getting healthy at the right time. The guys, their confidence is building. You know, Ohio Valley, yes, it was easier competition per se for stroke play, but it's what we needed. We got some great rounds out of our players, build their confidence, get them going, get the right state of mind, the right, you know, mentality, and it's what we need going into the postseason.
What's it going to take this year to get out of the Michigan region and into Greyhawk again?
It's going to take us playing with confidence. This team has the power to do it. We have the ability to do it, and we've proven that we can do it. But it's about us going up and making sure that we take care of all the small things. We make pars matter. They're going to matter up there, and we eliminate the big numbers. That's always been kind of our thing, is the only team that could beat us is us. And that's been our mentality, whether right, wrong, indifferent. That's our mentality. I don't care what name's on the bag next to us. It's we feel like we control our own destiny, and we want to go up there and make sure that, you know, we make everybody proud here in Little Rock.
This year has been one where highs and lows, long season. And I understand that there was a trip to the Godwin. You guys got to play in it again this year because of what you did last year out there, Stanford's tournament. This year it was held at TPC Harding Park, not the Stanford University Golf Course. But there's a big notable course just south of there that is known worldwide as one of the best of the best courses. You went up to the guys, and what did you tell them?
Well, Patrick and I knew. I probably only told Patrick a couple weeks before that. I told them the entire time, look, you know, Archie's never been to California. We're in the Bay Area. Let's go out to Monterey. Let's go see Pebble Beach. Let him see it. And I said, you know what? I'll get us a tee time at the Hay, which is the nine-hole course that Tiger redid. And we'll go out there and play that, just have fun, the putting course, all that stuff. So the guys bought it. Hook, line, sinker, they got it. So we're up there. They're putting around. Meanwhile, I went down to the pro shop at Pebble to make sure everything was taken care of. Came back up. The guys didn't know anything about it. And I said, guys, I talk with the guys downstairs. We can go get some work in on the range. And then we'll come over here. So that way we get some good practice in for the good one, all that. So as we're walking through, they're like, guys, you have a tee time? And my players are like, yeah, 140, 150 at the Hay. And so we went through and I said, all right, guys, come over here. Because we wanted them to be excited about it. I don't want them to necessarily find out. I'm like, guys, you know what? We're not playing the Hay today. I'm sorry. We're playing Pebble. And the look on their faces, they're like, are you kidding me, coach? And it was awesome. It was a bucket list thing for me, a bucket list for them, and for those that took care of that. It, you know, I couldn't be more appreciative and thankful for them taking care of that.
Jake, best of luck in the NCAA tournament this year, the regional up in Michigan. And, man, I hope we're following you all the way to Greyhawk.
I hope so, too. I want to take these boys back home one more time. You know, I'm from Arizona, and we went there the first year it was there, and we look forward to going back because I believe we have some unfinished business in Arizona.
Little Rock golfer Anton Albers won the stroke play portion of the Ohio Valley Conference this year. He shot 11 under par over the 54 holes. On the tee, Anton Albers.
Anton, congratulations. Another trip to the NCAA tournament for the Little Rock Trojans, and you're a big part of that. What does it mean to be going to the NCAA tournament now, your third year in a row?
Thank you, first of all. It means a lot. Obviously, since I came here 4.5 years ago, the team has changed a lot over the years. And having that consistency, going back to a regional 3 years in a row at a program like this, I think that's huge. And it means a lot to me and all of the guys that own the team, whether they've been here for a year, 2 years, like me, 4.5 years. Like, we've all been here for a different amount of time, but it's special for every single one of us.
What's it going to take this year up in Michigan to get to Greyhawk?
It always takes a good week. I mean, regionals is always tough. It's always stacked. There's good teams out there. Anyone can have a hot week and finish inside the top five. But I think for us, it's just based on how the season went this year, if we're all healthy and we're all in a good spot, we still need a good week, but I think our chances are very well if we're healthy and we have fun out there and do our thing. I think that's the biggest thing for us.
You won the Sun Belt Conference last year, first year in the Ohio Valley. You guys just, went right through the conference this year. What was that like?
It was different, obviously. Going into a whole new conference where we faced teams that we've never really played before. So we didn't really know what to expect. We haven't seen any of those guys. So it felt weird on the first day, especially for me, on the first couple holes, just whole new environment, new golf course, everything's different. So obviously going there as the favorites, it was not an easy position to be in. And I think everyone felt that on the first day. But obviously glad it went the way it did and good for us that we could live up to the expectations and get that win.
You came into this program as an accomplished junior golfer. You're going to leave Little Rock as arguably the best golfer Little Rock has ever had. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot. I haven't really thought much about it, but everything happened so fast. And I remember this week I was at practice hitting balls and coach was there with me and I was like, man, in a month all this is over. And like every day something like that comes up now and it starts to sink in, but I'm still not ready to let it completely sink in. But it already means a lot now, but I think when that final putt for Little Rock is made and it's all over, I think that's when it's really gonna sink in and hit me.
Hopefully it's in Arizona at Greyhawk Golf Club in Scottsdale. Anton, congratulations and good luck at the NCAA tournament.
Appreciate you.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
This is Thomas Blackman of Blackman Auctions. When you call Blackman Auctions to sell your assets, you begin a multi-point plan to get the highest value possible. Each auction takes 30 to 45 days of planning and strategic marketing for your real estate, your equipment, and your assets. You've worked hard for your property, and it deserves more than a sign in the yard or a post on the internet. Sometimes marketing is more than just a commercial with a great-sounding spokesman. Call me. Let me come up with a plan to tell your story and turn your assets into money. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. The Arkansas Razorbacks are heading to their 15th straight NCAA regional. They will head to Salem, South Carolina, and the Cliffs at Kiowee Falls, hosted by Clemson University. The number one seed in their region is the North Carolina Tar Heels, followed by Georgia Tech, Texas A&M, San Diego State, Georgia Southern. The Arkansas Razorbacks are sixth, followed by Purdue, New Mexico, host Clemson, Furman, Middle Tennessee, Northern Illinois University, Long Island University, and Longwood. On the tee, Razorback men's golfer Segundo Oliva Pinto.
Does it ever get old seeing Arkansas flash up there when you're watching an NCAA selection show for golf?
No, never. I hope it never does.
What do you guys think is the strength of this team, and what will it take, you know, to advance, to be one of the top five out of South Carolina to advance to Greyhawk?
I think, you know, basically our strength is that we play kind of bold golf. You know, we take risks all the time, constantly. We're a go for it type of team. That also our biggest weakness for sure, because you know when we're on, but we're not. It can get a little out of hand. So I think it's gonna be a matter of matching that and understanding when are we gonna be able to take on those opportunities and when not.
What does Brad McMakin mean to you?
Well, Brad has been a big influence for this whole program. He's had really good teams at his old school, at Lamar, here at Arkansas. You know, he's gotten some great results, and I don't see why this year is going to be any different. You know, last year we come from top 10 in a national championship. The year before we came 11th. I think if we keep progressing, this year is going to be a great story, and you know, he's going to make a big name for himself at school.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Arkansas Razorback head coach Brad McMakin is in his 18th season in Fayetteville, and he continues to take the Razorbacks into postseason play year after year. As I said earlier, this is the 15th straight year the Hogs are going to the NCAA tournament. In the 2009 season, the Arkansas Razorbacks finished runner-up, their best finish ever in an NCAA tournament. This year, they hope to head back to Greyhawk, but first, they have to be in the top five of their regional there in South Carolina. On the tee, head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Brad McMakin.
Brad, does it ever get old watching a selection show and seeing Arkansas flashed up on the screen?
You know, it's a nice feeling. We've been consistent. I think that's 15 years in a row, which is quite a feat. You know, really proud of where this program is and how long, you know, we've been able to make a 15-year run to postseason. It's not that easy. So we've obviously credit to all the players that we've had over the last 15 years. And it's fun to see the kids enjoy how they've performed all year and give them a chance to play the finals every year.
I know it was disappointing not making the stroke play in the conference tournament this year there at Sea Island, but you guys shot unbelievably low on that course, and it was just a stacked field this year. What did you tell the guys after?
You know, obviously we had two goals, to make the eight and then get to the postseason. And I think for me, getting to postseason was a big relief because, you know, we've had a couple instances this year where we've been behind the eight ball and they've really battled back. We played really well the last 2 weeks. I just told them to keep their heads up. Let's focus on, last year we finished 10th also, finished 9th in the national championship. So our league is just really, really good this year. It's probably the best it's been in since I've been coaching at Arkansas. And, you know, three shots doesn't seem like a lot, but, you know, it's huge when you get in that kind of competition and every week. So, but I was really happy with the way we played. Again, I saw a lot of good things. Could clean up the putting a little bit and we would have been in great shape. But like I said, we're trending right now with Segundo and Will Gibson playing the way they are. I feel extremely confident about next week.
I remember Will Gibson, watching him on the range. You had a session with him one day when I was up there and you just said, look at this golf swing. What has he meant to this team?
This year he's played great. You know, when you have a kid that can go out and I think he's averaged close to 72, maybe a little bit better, maybe it's in the 72. When you have a guy that can go out and shoot you par every time, it takes a lot off the top guys. And Will's been so consistent. I mean, he's probably the reason we're going to postseason. I mean, he had four straight rounds in the 60s at the SEC Championship from last year to this year. I mean, he's just solid as a rock. I think he's got a chance in the future if he can, you know, continue to become a better putter. But as far as his ball striking, it's as good as I've ever seen.
What do you know about the regional teams in it and the thoughts on being able to come out of there and get to Greyhawk again?
I don't know a lot about the golf course, but from what people have said that, you know, I talked to that, it's a good golf course. I think the scores are going to be lower than people think from the past tournaments that they've hosted. I've done some research and, they do shoot some pretty low scores out there, but, so it's definitely gettable, you know, all depending on weather and wind, but, this team just has to play solid. We don't have to do anything extraordinarily. I think that, I think honestly, we can compete, you know, in the top two or three schools if we play well. You know, again, we haven't done that this year, but this group's been a postseason team over the last couple of years. They, you know, they thrive on postseason, and maybe I haven't done a good enough job getting them up for the regular season, but they're definitely up for next week.
What does it say to you that you're able to see the Razorback all over the place with the fact that Mateo playing so well and getting into the Masters, playing, on the PGA Tour event stop there in Mexico? I mean, just that logo being out there just elevates the program that much more, doesn't it?
No doubt about it. We've got, you know, two guys went on the PGA Tour this year, Nicholas Echevarria, one down in Puerto Rico, and Taylor Moore won and played the Masters too, along with Mateo. So, you know, we've got still Austin Cook still out there, David Lingworth, Andrew Landry. We keep getting the guys out on the PGA Tour, which is, you know, just a feather in the University of Arkansas's cap, you know, to have guys playing week in and week out on the PGA Tour on TV. I'm super proud of the way they've all been playing. I mean, Lingworth has kind of got a little resurgence in his career this year. He's played really, 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 really well. And obviously, Taylor Moore being the top 10 of the FedEx Cup is outstanding. But, you know, two guys winning, you know, in the last 2 months on the PGA Tour is great. And I'm just super proud of all the guys that have stuck it out and gotten out there.
University of Arkansas is not the only school from the state of Arkansas that got into the NCAA tournament this year. Obviously, Little Rock winning the Ohio Valley their first year in the league. They're in. UAPB winning the SWAC. They are also in. What does it say about the UA system and those schools that are helping make up the Arkansas schools in the NCAA tournament this year?
No, it's great for the golf in our state. I know a kid on the team, UAPB. We played down at Seminole with him, and I was the first one to text him and congratulate him. Not only did their team win, he won the individual title. So I've kept in touch with him. He's a great kid, and I'm super proud of him and their program. You know, and Jake does a fantastic job down at Little Rock. You know, he's always got a really, really, really good team. He's a very good coach. So for our state to have three schools in the NCAA postseason is incredible. It shows what kind of our state's committed to golf, which is nice, and what a good job our coaches have done.
Coach McMakin, congratulations and best of luck, and maybe the Razorbacks can get to Greyhawk, get into the match play portion and have a shot. Anything can happen in match play.
That's right. You know, having Greyhawk 3 years in a row, our goal was to make it all 3 years. So we've made it two, and so we could get there one more time, it'd be a special run over the last 3 years.
That will do it for this edition of From the Short Grass. Good luck to UAPB, Little Rock, and the University of Arkansas at the NCAA Regionals next week. I want to thank Blackman Auctions. Since 1938, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. Find them on the web at blackmanauctions.com. And BP Hotels, Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Groups. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more, and I hope to see you soon from the short grass.
You've been listening to From the Short Grass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.